Hello, my name is Julie Fast, and I'm the author of Loving Someone with Bipolar Disorder, Take Charge of Bipolar Disorder, and Get It Done When You're Depressed. I'm also the author of the books you will find here on the website, and I thank you for visiting. Today I'm going to talk about the difference between Bipolar 1 and Bipolar 2. Most people know the definition of bipolar disorder. It's a mood disorder where a person has difficulty regulating their moods. But it's often difficult to know the difference between the two main types of bipolar disorder. In fact, a lot of people don't even know that there are two diagnoses. It can even be difficult for healthcare professionals to explain unless they have special training on the topic. When you know the facts, you can see that the difference between the two is actually quite simple. Bipolar 1 and bipolar 2 have the exact same symptoms in terms of depression, and both have mania. The difference between the two diagnoses is the type of mania a person experiences. Bipolar 1 has full-blown mania, while bipolar 2 has hypomania. And I should say as a side note that 70% of people with bipolar 1 who have full-blown mania also experience psychosis. Sometimes it can be quite intense. But psychosis is more rare with bipolar depression and not present with hypomania. The difference between full-blown mania and hypomania is pretty easy to understand. The difference is intensity. Full-blown mania, if untreated, usually leads to a hospital stay, especially if it's someone's first episode. This episode often starts in the late teens and early 20s. The mania can start off mildly, with a sense of creativity or agitation, and then spin completely out of control very quickly. When my partner Ivan had his first full-blown mania episode, it started with agitation and confusion, then moved into a complete behavioral change as he started to talk more than usual and really couldn't have a coherent thought anymore. The night before he went into the hospital, he wasn't able to remember how to write a check or even have a normal conversation. He was seemingly really creative, but he was so agitated, and it wasn't fun, and it was very scattered, and I was very scared. He talked over people and moved around very rapidly. His face looked different, and he actually talked with a different voice. He had what is called dysphoric full-blown mania. In other words, he did not feel very well in his body or mind. This mania was accompanied by severe psychosis in his case, and he stayed in the hospital for over 2 months until the mania and psychosis could be brought down by medications. I write about this experience in all of my books because, you know, even though I have bipolar disorder, I've been on the other side as well when he was so sick. Now, euphoric mania is the opposite of dysphoric mania. When euphoric mania is full-blown, it is so dangerous because it feels so good. The person almost always refuses help when they're really euphoric, and you can imagine why. When you're euphoric, there's no pain, you have no reasoning ability, and most importantly, here's the problem, you can't see the consequences of your behavior because you feel invincible. This is very, very dangerous mania, as it can just seem like excessive enthusiasm, creativity, or charisma from the outside. Many liken this type of mania to a cocaine high. All full-blown manias lead to disasters if they're not caught early enough. And many people go into a deep, deep depression after the mania if medications are not successful. So if you know someone who's manic right now, or you've been manic or are going into a manic episode, get help for the mania, of course, but be ready for that depression. Hypomania. Now, this is the diagnosis bipolar 2. Hypomania is much less intense and doesn't put a person in the hospital. I have hypomania because I have bipolar 2. But I can tell you, it can still be very dangerous to a person's life. As with full-blown mania, a person can either have euphoric or dysphoric hypomania. Psychosis doesn't happen with hypomania, though it's common to have grandiose thoughts that seem like psychosis, like I'm the most beautiful person in the world, or nobody is ever, ever, ever going to be smarter than I am, and I can write the best novel, and I'm the greatest writer who ever lived. I get euphoric mania at the beginning of my hypomania, and I got to tell you, nothing feels as good as euphoric mania. Nothing. But I always do something stupid and I always crash. I work very hard at preventing hypomania by using my health cards so that it doesn't sneak up to me like it did so many times in the past. You know, you can make some pretty bad mistakes. It's essential that you, with the illness, or if you're someone who loves someone with bipolar disorder, knows the difference between bipolar 1 and bipolar 2 and the types of mania that are present, as the treatments for these two can be quite different. For example, the mood stabilizers lithium, Depakote, and Tecritol are medications used for full-blown mania. Those are not medications for depression. Now, they can help depression, but they are basically mania drugs. But People with hypomania, bipolar 2, usually can take something milder, such as Lamictal, for their depression, and it helps with the hypomania. At this time, there are not drugs out there that are specifically for hypomania because it's not considered as dangerous. But no matter what form you have, if your mania is serious, or even your hypomania is serious, you can make terrible life-altering decisions when you're full-blown manic or even hypomanic. Prevention is the only way to make sure this doesn't happen. So I hope this has been helpful. Now that you know the difference between bipolar 1 and bipolar 2, you can talk to your family about it, talk to your healthcare professionals, and make sure you're getting the correct medications for either full-blown mania or bipolar 2, which is hypomania, as you now know. Thanks again. This is Julie Fast at bipolarhappens.com. If you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, I highly recommend it. When you sign up, you get a free copy of my top 33 daily management tips from my book, Bipolar Happens. And you also receive something I think is so important. It's called Your First Step to Creating Stability, and it's on acceptance. There are two newsletters that come when you sign up for my newsletter at bipolarhappens.com. And one is for people with bipolar disorder who want to accept their own diagnoses, which is hard. But there's also one for family members and friends so that they can understand why sometimes people with bipolar do not accept their diagnoses and how they can help their loved one accept their diagnoses. Thank you so much for visiting the site. I think you will find some wonderful, free, and very helpful information, so I invite you to look around. And once again, this is Julie Fast. I'm the author of many books on bipolar disorder. I use all of the tips myself, and I hope that you can use them as well to find stability and happiness. Thank you.